Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. You have the services now of Rich McFadden.
Here for you.
And Roberta Fasanelli is here. All right, let's have a thought of the day here. This is from Bruce Lee, who's been dead for a while, but he would have been 75 if we were alive today. It was his birthday. Always be yourself. Express yourself. Have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for a successful personality and duplicate it. Be yourself. It sounds like an Uri message, doesn't it?
It does kind of, doesn't it?
And if you spend too much time thinking about a thing, you'll never get it done. So stop thinking about it and get it done. Go to it. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Oprah Winfrey said to be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. Hey, that's a pretty good thing to think about as well. Thoughts are things. Mm-hmm. Charlie Sheen. Well, let's see. I guess we'll do. I've got both dead people and live people in the news. What shall we do first? Dead people first?
Dead people. Let's do
or
dead
alive?
People
dead people first.
No, dead. Definitely.
Dead people in the news first. Okay. Casey
dead
Kasem.
Dead people in the news.
Dead people in the news. Casey Kasem still is not at rest. Oh. His three children and his brother have gone to court this week to sue his wife, Jean Kasem, for wrongful death. Filed in L.A. Superior Court, Ms. Kasem is accused of elder abuse, inflicting emotional distress on the children, and restricting access to their father.
Oops, winning.
Casey's early death occurred as a direct and proximate result of her neglect and physical abuse of him. Other side, at least the attorney for Ms. Kasem, was contacted, Michael Soroy. He did not return the calls. So for those of you who remember this, the lurid stories of his condition, his body, the dementia, that sort of thing, when he died at 82... His daughter, who's in the radio business, is a big phony as far as I'm concerned.
I liked her.
Yeah, I know you liked her, but I didn't. Remember, I'm pretty good at figuring people out, Richie.
Isn't it interesting, though, that you and I sat in the same room and watched her tell her story?
Yep, right.
And we have such different takes.
Right. As a matter of fact, I was stopped from getting up and asking her why she was there.
Yeah.
I just don't like her. Anyway, everybody's got a thing. I didn't even know her well enough. I just don't like her vibes. Mm-hmm. And all of this stuff, what she used, she's always presenting. She has no radio talent, really, but she always uses her father's name. And that's how I believe she got
jobs. And that's the way I feel about the wife.
Well, maybe.
What has she done to use it? Celebrity and
maybe they both did in a different way, Richie. That could be. There may be merit to both sides of it. The guy was a very easygoing guy. And he was also very generous with his time, his talent, and his money. So, maybe he was too good to everybody who was around him and got it in the chops as a result of that.
It happens a lot.
It sure does. Okay, as long as we're into the dead people suing department, Paul Walker's father has now joined the list of people who are suing Porsche
for
negligence and wrongful death.
Right.
Walker's father, who is the executor of the estate, filed a lawsuit.
Seriously?
Also same day that they filed a lawsuit against Jean Kasem. The lawsuit claims that Porsche and the car he was...
Porsche.
He was in a Carrera GT. It lacked safety features that could have prevented him from dying.
Well, like a seatbelt?
Yeah.
The car burst into flames, killing him and his
friends. I've got something that could have prevented him from dying. Not doing 90 miles an hour on a 30-mile-an-hour street.
Right, yeah.
That would have also worked.
Oh, my God. These people are something else, aren't they? Oof.
Nobody wants to take responsibility for anything anymore.
Right. So now it's time for live people in the news. Roberta?
Live people
live
in the
people
news.
In the news.
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting
right,
to get the concept
so
now.
You got Charlie Sheen on everybody's mind, Richie.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen has been very public lately about his drug use, his HIV status, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
And now, apparently, people who are his friends have said that he cannot eat or does not want to eat. He's not gaining. He's losing a lot of weight. And apparently, he eats what he eats or what he ingests is booze mixed with Ensure, which is a high-protein shake.
That's awesome.
Given to older people.
He makes his own chocolate
martinis.
His
own, yes, right, exactly. With Ensure.
With Ensure.
That's awesome.
Ay. Jared Fogel.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting divorced from his wife. That's big news, huh? Jared Fogel, you may remember, is the fellow that was the spokesperson for Subway sandwich shops. Apparently, he had a little extracurricular activity going with younger children. This is a guy, what a worm this guy is. He's got two children,
honey,
a four-year-old.
Want to see my Subway sandwich?
And a two-year-old.
There's so many bad jokes there. Roberta, really don't even go there. There's so
his
many
His divorce
bad jokes.
Documents were filed or finished on Wednesday, apparently.
Oh, what a creep.
She asks to remain out of the state of Indiana, because there's intense media scrutiny of him, and the children are being taken away. Well, the children, she's got the children. She wants to move them to some place where nobody will know who they are.
Those poor kids.
Exactly, oh, for right. good reason.
So bad.
How do you do that to your kids?
You're a no-good so-and-so, Richie. That's how you do it to your children.
You're a creep.
All right, let's see here. Will Smith, live person in the news. He's looking at getting into politics. He and Ben Affleck both have said, I'd find this surprising.
And they'll get elected, too. And they'll get elected.
Oh, they'll get elected. Of course they will. Smith said during an appearance on the Hollywood Reporter's Awards Chatter podcast, quote, I think that my grandmother has always hoped that I might be more useful to the world, apparently, than being an actor. So he says, my storytelling is getting better. I'm doing better as an actor. And maybe that's what it takes to be. This is not what he's saying. I'm just thinking to myself, okay, this is what this guy thinks would make if you're a good actor, you become a good president. And think about what a bunch of phony balonies we've had in the, whether, you know, you can go back to Reagan or even earlier than that. Reagan wasn't a phony baloney, but Roberta thinks he was. But the acting skills that he gleaned were a reason for his success. And you look at further evidence of the people who have been successful as politicians in some regard, it's because they've had a lot of exposure. Look at Fred Thompson. He would have made a decent senator. And I think a lot of his success came from the ability that he had as a pretty good, he was a, what do they call?
Orator.
Actors. Yeah, no, he was an orator, but he was a method actor. That's what I was looking for. Mm. A method actor. And so a lot of the same things that would you, I mean, I don't see Trump as this, and I don't know that Mrs. Clinton is either. When you look at the leaders of the two parties, but there are some people that are in there that are pretty good method actors. That have really nothing to say, but they've got it well polished. I mean, they have no depth. You can say that about Trump, too.
We watch it all the time. The key to becoming president is being able to effectively convey your message to where people buy it and want it.
Even if it isn't the right
message. So if you're an actor, it does nothing but help you.
Obama should get an Academy Award.
He's a good one.
Can you imagine Will Smith as president or Jada Pinkett Smith as the first lady? That's an interesting combination, isn't it? What is her role now and in that show? You like,
never happened.
Empire.
Oh,
no, not Empire.
No, she was in Gotham.
Gotham.
She got supposedly got killed off in
Did
Gotham.
She really?
Yeah,
well,
Fish.
She was Fish.
Yeah, Fish.
At least we know the president can drag aliens across a assault bed.
Yeah, but apparently they have like an open marriage. So as soon as people start dragging that out of the closet.
That'll be the end of that.
Yeah, that's done.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Although I like Will Smith. The guy's got a great life philosophy.
Is that a Secret Service agent in your room? Are you happy to see me?
That's good. All right, on that note, it's time for a pause that may refresh you. It's 16 past the hour. Roberta has the Queen of Cheap report for today in just a moment here on Good Day.
Where Are They Now with Ahmad Rashad.
His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit, double at third line, way back and gone!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career, beginning with the Phillies postgame show. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you stay invigorated? RELAX. It's an acronym for the winner's weekend.
R is for read. Relive a moment in history or expand your mind through great fiction.
E is for experience. Be awed by nature's majesty. Stir your soul with some awesome art or music.
L is for love. Love grows when you give it away, so show some love to the key people in your life.
A is for activity. Go do something you loved when you were a kid. Tap into your childlike nature to expand your creativity and exercise your body.
X is for exorcise. Yes, I know we cheated a little here. Free yourself from things that hold you back, like anger, grudges, regrets, and limiting beliefs.
Relax for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Got a motorcycle that requires the key be left in the ignition lock while running? Then you owe it to yourself to be proactive in trimming weight from the keychain. Nothing worse than a chain with a half a pound of keys flying around in the open air. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Much like the recent automobile ignition key lock debacle, a big wad of keys dangling from a motorcycle ignition switch flying around in the open air may quickly disable the locking mechanism on a motorcycle, making it impossible to start or turn off. On a bike where the key will be left on to blow in the breeze, we recommend a single key, nothing attached, not even a chain. The alternative is to bag a spare ignition lock and some tools. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
America, we can.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Anyway, so what do we have?
Anyway, okay, if you don't want to go out there and battle with the stores, here's some deals you can get just from right from your own computer sitting at home in your comfy chair. Shutterfly has a coupon, 10 free cards, a great way to get started with your holiday cards. We'll have the coupon code for you at DougStefan.com and includes all sorts of different cards so you can take your pick. Hallmark, $5 off a $10 purchase. Amazon, 30% off one book.
Today.
And Walgreens has a free 8x10 photo print, and these are all online. And you can just do it without having to battle the crowd. So right. DougStefan.com.
Good suggestion from Roberta Fasinelli here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.